did you find those months after the war were... Were they harder almost, or than during the time you were in the basement? I mean, was it very difficult?
Very difficult, very. Because we were very hungry. We had nothing to eat, just what they send, the Jewish community sent every day, and, you know, it wasn't enough. And the first thing was I gave to my son, and my little niece was with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in the basement was a very, very wealthy family, and they had such a big piece of cheese and sugar. I never touched nobody's. And I saw the sugar on the floor, and I picked up. I went away, and every day I gave the two children one spoon of sugar. And they were looking, but they had another bag. Yeah. And I didn't feel guilty, you know, because I had money and I couldn't buy nothing. They had everything. And they never say that, okay, little boy, this is for you. I was mad. I stole it.
Why not? How many people were in that basement with you?
In that basement was about 40, 50. But it's not a big one, you know. We were near each other.
Mm-hmm. Was there a toilet or anything down there?
Oh, don't ask me.
We had
to go upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and they made a big hole, and it was a piece of wood, and the man there, and you had to sit there and doing what you have to do. It was terrible.
Did people get ill?
Because if we went upstairs, you know, it was when we got to look at bombastic.
It was bombed down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, and
there was shelling going on.
Sure.
You could hear that all the time?
Oh, yes, and no windows. It was mm-hmm. broken, every mm-hmm. window.
So there was really no one living upstairs?
No, everybody was in the basement. Mm-hmm.